We're inviting folks, our folks, to share stories as we go through our Life Apps series. And we all have stories of grace. We were talking about it after rehearsal this morning. That as we sing these songs, there are each of us that can come up with stories easily of God's grace. But we have a friend who communicates grace clearly because he thinks about it all the time. And Keith Sparks is going to come and share some stories, his story, about grace and what it's done for him, means for him.
I get kind of nervous talking in front of people. As a person who grew up in the Nazarene church, I thought I had a fairly good understanding of what God's grace was all about. Since pretty much far back as I can remember, I've considered myself a Christian and have accepted Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. I thought if I lived a good life, was nice to other people around me, read my Bible, went to church, and gave 10% of my money, that surely I wouldn't be sent to hell for that behavior. I thought I could earn God's grace. But here's the rub. Not going to hell was my goal. That was my motivation, not going to hell. My Christian walk, so to speak, was tripped up because of my fear of hell and the guilt that's associated with stepping off the line and off that doggone narrow path. It wasn't until later in life, after I began making some real bad decisions for myself, that honestly just went against God's desires for me, that I eventually realized what God's grace really meant. I felt that the church had given up on me. Mainly because of some of the harmful words and actions of just a few leaders in the church that I attended. It made me feel like they had pushed me away. But I realize now that God hadn't given up on me. I had given up on myself. And in reference to my own personal salvation from sin, I had just totally given up, period. Guilt and fear were no longer in control of my walk with Christ. Because as far as I was concerned, the walk was over. Salvation was off the table, and I had removed myself from the obligation of living to please God. And for the first time in my life, I didn't have to deal with guilt. Because I had rejected the standards and expectations that had been instilled in me since childhood. I learned that having no standards means having no guilt. That's not a good way to live. That was a jump-off point for me, and it began my plummet towards rock bottom. And I have a long story, but I'm going to try to shorten it up a little bit. I have an older sister, and bless her heart, she saw me at rock bottom. One day I was at her house in Swartz Creek. Forgive me, it's a little emotional thinking about how far I've come and what it was that brought me here. But my sister, she put her hand on my head, and she began praying for me. Out loud, because she's crafty like that. She prayed that I would somehow recognize God's grace for what it was and apply it to my life. I believe a miracle occurred that day. It wasn't an overnight change for me, but it was the beginning of the ascent from rock bottom. And it's because of the gift of God's grace. I believe that divine grace can be defined as something that is God-given, not earned, made possible only by Jesus Christ and none other, which to me means that I can't do anything except accept it or don't. Divine grace is God's gift of salvation granted to sinners for their salvation. And that's all of us. The Christian teaching is that grace is unmerited mercy that God gave to us by sending His Son to die on a cross to give us eternal salvation. And we've all heard that before. But what I was almost forced to focus on during that time of my life was the unmerited mercy, because I didn't deserve it. In my own heart, I didn't feel like I deserved it. So, is God's grace app free? It is free in the sense that it's already been paid for. And it's a free application. And who doesn't like free apps? When I started digging deeper into what this grace app was really all about and began applying it to my life, I began to understand that God does not want me to live my life being so afraid of going to hell that I can't enjoy being a Christian. I am so very grateful for God's grace, and I do think about it a lot. It's what saved me. It has liberated me from living a life of fear of going to hell. It's made it easier for me to forgive others and to be more understanding when other people are struggling with forgiving themselves. Knowing that God has forgiven me has definitely made it easier for me to forgive myself, which to me equals that freedom from guilt. And it gives me a heartfelt desire to serve and to please Him. And this is real talk. If it were not for God's grace, I wouldn't be here.